This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matthew Staver, who is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law in Lynchburg, Virginia. He's also part of an evangelical coalition looking to make sure that comprehensive immigration reform passes Congress this year. And Matt, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
As you have discovered in putting together this coalition and others, it's not an issue that conservatives seem to be rallying around. But you see a disconnect between conservatives and the general position on immigration on the right side of the aisle. What do you think that disconnect is?
Well, I think part of it is understanding, and in fact, I don't even use the word comprehensive immigration reform because that conjures up all kinds of things, and people assume certain things that you may mean by that, which in fact you may not mean. So we look at it more as a just assimilation or just immigration policy or a just integration policy, where really what we're looking at is two things. Number one, first and foremost, and I don't know if you have to do all this at one time, and I think that's part of the problem that we've had so far, that you have to do it all at one time. I think, first of all, you've got to secure the borders. And then secondly, you've got to deal with, after you secure the borders, those who are illegal in the United States. And you have one or two options. It's fairly simple. You either send them all back home, or you deal with them in some way here where you provide a pathway of some sort to earned citizenship. That's really the essence of this whole process. But the biblical basis of it is comparing Leviticus 19 with Romans 13. Leviticus 19 and Romans 13 give us the biblical basis for how we ought to treat those that are aliens among us, immigrants. Leviticus 19 says to the people of Israel that you need to treat the alien in your midst with respect because, remember, you too were aliens in a foreign land when you were in Egypt, and so were we here in the United States. On the other hand, Romans 13 talks about the rule of law, that God sets up governments to establish order and law. And so we have to balance those two. That's the biblical basis. Working out the details sometimes gets lost in the rhetoric.
Well, Matt, let's talk about a couple of the major points you just made in a little more detail. First of all, border security. You say we need to secure the borders before we deal with how we ought to process those who are here illegally. There doesn't seem to be a lot of consensus, at least across the aisle, on how to do that. Do you think there is a way to build consensus on what the right way is?
Well, I think there's consensus generally on securing the borders. Then you have to say, okay, we've got consensus there. Let's move forward with that. Now, there's several ways to do that. You can build a fence. Israel did that, and it was very successful with regards to prohibiting terrorism from coming across the border. In some places where there is a fence, it has been successful by reducing illegal immigration and crime by 95%. Now, that's one possibility. The other possibility is to have a security at the borders and not give up the borders. So what we're talking about is some of the borders have actually been given up. People are so far away from the borders in terms of the security that the borders are porous. Now, what that does is allow the illegal element of society to come in and manipulate through their various means, criminal activity in the United States. That, unfortunately, paints other people with the same brush. So we have to be careful in doing that. But we think, first of all, that we have a consensus on securing the borders. We've got to move in that direction. Because if you do a reform of any kind with regards to those illegals that are here or the process of immigration, without securing the borders, we're just going to compound and create the same problem that we currently have.
Matt, you also mentioned, of course, those who are already here illegally. Some say we should try to deport. Others say you crack down on the employers. Others say, well, deportation of all of them is unrealistic, so you need to set up a process to do that. One of the biggest complaints seems to be with the fact of letting them stay while this process plays out is that you're rewarding them for the specific law that they broke, rather than if someone steals something, they don't get to keep what they stole, for example. How do you bring that together?
Well, I think you really have two general polar opposite options, and that is kick everybody else out or give somebody an option for earned citizenship or temporary residency. There are some people that don't want to be citizens. They want to just be here temporarily, either for work or just for some kind of temporary visit, and they want to return back to their homeland. Worker visas would certainly be able to address those, and we're not talking about just people who are in the fields. We're also talking about engineers as well. and we don't have a very good worker visa program. So people come here because of economic reasons, and then they have a choice. Do they stay illegally? Because if they go back, they may not be able to come in. And if they stay, they're illegal. So they're living in the shadows. So some of our system that we have created the 12 million illegal immigrant problem that we currently experience. I don't think that it's practical to boot everybody else back across the border. And again, we're not just talking about people in Mexico, although that's certainly a large population. If you think about transporting 12 million people back across the border, and you want to do that at 6 million a year over a two-year period, you're talking about busloads every single day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year for 2 years. It's just impossible to transport that many people, let alone process them. So it is an ideal without a real solution. So I think what we have to do is we have to do a just process. We have, in fact, created some of this problem. We've got to take responsibility for it. We can't just simply take someone who the two parents have been living here for 15 or 20 years, and the child that they've birthed now is a citizen, and we're going to send the parents home, but what about the 15-year-old son? Those are issues that we have to deal with. So I think what we have to do is give an option. If you choose to stay, then there's an option. One is earned pathway to citizenship, and the other is temporary residency. If you don't choose that within a certain period of time, then we will deport you. And both of those two require some kind of penalty, going to the back of the line, going through the process of legal immigration, and then going through assimilation, which includes English language and learning about the history and historical and legal documents of America, like the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and our founding documents. And I think that process is a process that I think is fair and just.
Matt, just about 60 seconds left. Real quickly on a couple things. First of all, do you believe the new Arizona law has helped or hurt this process?
I think it has spurred it along. Unfortunately, I think it's a cry for help. It may not be the wisest course of action because immigration under the Constitution is a federal, not a state issue. It's because the federal government failed that Arizona sought to act. So I think it's pushing it along. I don't think it's necessarily the answer to the problem. The federal government has to address this issue on a national level.
And finally, how much cooperation do you think those here illegally will provide? Obviously, there's benefits of citizenship, but then, of course, then they'll be paying taxes, which would be good for our bottom line. How do you expect them to react to an effort like the one you described?
Well, I think that they've got a choice, and it's just like any other person who wants to become a citizen. And if you want to become a citizen, you want to come out of the shadows, want to be a part of the American dream, then there's a choice to make, and that choice is a just one. On the other hand, if you don't and you get caught after a period of time where you've had the opportunity to make the choice, then there's no other option but to deport. And I think that's a just assimilation integration policy that we need to pursue.
Well, Matt, it's certainly going to be a big debate playing out over the next few months. Great to have you as part of that conversation. Thanks for being with us, as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matt Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.